Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Story number one.
While we were up in Washington, D.C. last weekend for Army-Navy, Mike, everybody was talking about our Hawks, and they were participating in the NBA Cup, and everybody kept asking us, man, is this for real? How good are the Hawks? Listen, I thought they competed really well, and we're going to talk about it in just a minute, but a big shout-out to USAA, Mike, and all the folks we saw and met up there at Army-Navy.
Yeah, unbelievable day up there and weekend and just a blast. And I know, you know, it's funny. We just saw that Army had to get a new opponent. Louisiana Tech had to replace, I think it was it Marshall, because everybody's in the transfer portal. It's like literally we're living in bizarro world for college football.
Now, see, Mike, that can't be good for college football.
No,
that can't be.
And the kid who just got hired, just signed at Michigan for a gazillion dollars, chose his own offensive coordinator. So if you're, you know, if you're like old school and you want college football distilled down to its purest form, you got that Saturday afternoon. Now, ironically, the biggest game of the year, the one that means everything for their legacies and their life after they graduate, and Army played the worst game they played all season against Navy.
they really did.
Well, the quarterback, the Captain America, was not good.
No.
Horvath was amazing.
Right. And even the dude dressed up in the Captain America's uniform he was like dismay.
Yeah, Bryson Daly literally had, and he was, I mean, to say he was beyond, he was apoplectic after the game, and you know what that means.
Oh, absolutely. I think it was four turnovers. Yeah, it was bad.
Tough day at the office.
But great time, and again, we invite you guys, if you ever get a chance, to go check it out. Now, let's talk about the Falcons, because Kirk Cousins was asked about what it's going to take to get a W tonight. Kirk, what is it going to take?
You know, and it's that time of year when if you don't have things going your way, you just have to dig deep, keep playing, and that's what we're doing, and trying to do what we can this week to get a win any way we can, anything that it takes to get it done.
Now,
where's the swagger?
What do you want to hear? You want to hear, we swag, we surf, we swag, we surf. What do you want to hear say?
I've been down, I'm getting my together.
Okay.
I don't know.
We walking into this trap? We taking over the trap?
I don't know. By the way, I think Falcoholic had it. I want to give credit where credit's due because I didn't see this. I just looked it up. A couple of listeners hit me up on this. If the Raiders win tonight, they fall from the second overall pick behind the Giants to seventh in the NFL draft based on strength of schedule. So I know we say in the National Football League every given Sunday, or in this case Monday, but there's no reason in God's green earth the Raiders should win this game, big picture.
If that was us, and we were in that position, all of you would be calling the show and texting and tweeting at us and saying, Dukes and Bell, we better lose tonight. I don't think it's any different for the Raiders. Now, I've said this. Guys, the NFL and guys, you just don't walk into a locker room and go, hey, we're going to lose tonight. Right. Nobody operates that way. Zero. All of these guys are competitors. Most of them, even though they're on losing teams now, have been winners all of their lives. So, Mike, you get into these situations, it's not like guys are going to lay down. As a matter of fact, that's somewhat embarrassing to think
right. That
we're in this position. So what better way than to go out and get a win? They will not quit, and they're not going to lay down. But that is fascinating. And if you know any organization, the general manager, Mike, or the owner, what do you think they're saying behind closed doors? Do you think they want a top pick?
I mean, this goes back to now the Giants, if they believe that Shador, and again, we're talking about that, we got plenty of time in the offseason, but we just saw Travis Hunter, and congratulations to a local kid getting that Heisman Trophy and just smile from ear to ear. And just, for me, it's a slam dunk. But yeah, if you feel Shedeur Sanders is the guy that's going to change your franchise, you know, or that's why I'm fascinated to see if we see a John Elway or, you know, Eli Manning type scenario where, you know, and look, we've seen teams do it. And there's, if you feel that a team is dysfunctional and you've got the juice that John Elway's dad was able to pull with the Colts back in the day, right?
Yep.
That's documented in that 30 for 30 from Elway to Marino. Maybe Eli did the same thing. They felt the Chargers with Spanos was a team he didn't want to play for. Maybe Shedeur Sanders winds up somewhere else in New York.
We're going to see. Let's hear from Kirk Cousins. Maybe he has a little bit more swag in this soundbite, Mike, when he talks about the team needing to win.
So I think it goes back to all those same things again this week. You know, we got to move the football. We got to be productive on first and second down, running it, throwing it. Got to protect the football. Got to be good on third down. And then got to finish in the red zone. And that's a formula that doesn't change much from week to week. That's what you need to do in this league to win. But it's going to certainly apply again Monday night.
Yeah, you know what? It's true, though. You talk about where we were weeks ago with the whole, you know, trap conversation.
Going into someone's trap and trying to take over their trap.
That to where we are now, losing breaks a man, Mike. it breaks you, okay? And he's got to get back on the winning track so we can get that swag back.
Yeah, man. It felt so good after beating Tampa Bay, being down there for that game, watching that. We talked about the comeback win against Tampa here, obviously the Philly game. And then the Eagles just looked like they got it right by A.J. Brown. We'll talk more about that in the blitz. We beat that's a good team. And even though Saquon screwed that thing up, you know, hey, we still had to go down the field, and Kirk did it. So now, whatever it is he worn down physically because of the Achilles, and you should never expect him to be the guy? Why don't you put freaking Penix? And by the way, if he does have a physical thing, which is giving him, you know, dead feet, then throw Penix in for a second half if you got a lead.
Yeah.
That's what's the harm.
Nothing. Well, for me, no.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nothing, maybe for him or them, but nothing for me.
And look, I think we're going to see a steady dose of the run game. I don't think Zach Robinson overcomplicates it. Max Crosby's out, as you mentioned. That's huge because he gets after it, and that's a big weapon you don't have to worry about. And is Ritter going to handle his water? Or is, again, everyone's reporting now it's going to be Ritter.
All right, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll give you all the latest NFL injuries coming up in our NFL Blitz.
Everybody's ankle got jacked up this week.
It's crazy. And by the way, some of this stuff is going to affect how these, you know, positioning as far as the playoffs is concerned, including Kansas City. But right now, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
All right, man, the Hawks. New believers? Mike, they played a really – for those who watched it, again, felt like a playoff game. Did
we play
not?
Defense.
I mean, like it felt like, okay, we took a jab, then we threw a jab. They took a hook, we threw a hook. Like, that's what it felt like with this game. Obviously, it wasn't a series. Milwaukee, Mike, at the end of the day, wins. And I'm proud of what I saw with our Hawks. Guys, this team's better than we thought. DeAndre Hunter, for all the crap that I've given you, you're finally stepping up and playing like I've wanted you to for the last 3 years. Kudos. Dyson Daniels is really damn good. And Jalen Johnson, I said it from the start, when everybody left, he's an all-star, guys. I don't know if he'll get it, but he's playing like an all-star. Mike, it gives me a lot of hope about where this team could potentially go. Now, again, this may not be the finished product. Mm. You keep talking about, you know, wrestler and maybe investing a little bit more.
A little more size in the front court.
But, man, I'm excited about where they're going. This wasn't a blowout. Milwaukee didn't humiliate us.
No, Jalen Johnson with a double-double in the game. You know, he was cleaning some glass using his athleticism. Trey had to go for 35 and shoot a ton of free throws. He got to the stripe. And, of course, you knew that Giannis was going to get there, and he missed 6 free throws. We missed a bunch of free throws down the stretch because you and I were at Army-Navy. I got a bunch of guys. We were at the airport, and I was reading some of the texts and talking to some of the listeners back and forth, and they thought the refs screwed us. I went back and watched the game Saturday night, and I got to be honest, or Sunday night, I should say, it just seems like we missed some free throws. Trey had a couple of turnovers. And the refs didn't swallow their whistle, which, if you want to treat it like a playoff game, they kind of did.
It did. I'm telling you. That's what it felt like to me when they were just kind of letting them play through, right? And so, again.
But 64% from free throws. 20, we missed 12 free throws big, in that game. That killed us.
Big. But the Hawks will get back now. And, guys, everything is focused towards, you know, that was the in-season tournament. Okay, great. They'll play the finale, and we're not in it. But we get back to regular season. Now, Mike, we got to try to position ourselves before the All-Star break and after for a top-4 seed. Can we be a top-4 seed?
Right now we're 7 in the East, but 14-13. I guess it's a smaller sample size, but still you're over 500. We've seen enough trends to see we can hang with the big boys. But I'd love to see them invest a little bit more in the front court, another shooter off the bench, because, you know, the inevitable, knock wood, hopefully not, injury. Because the difference so far for this team compared to the last 3 years is everybody's healthy through Christmas.
Yes. Apparently the Hawks are positioning to potentially utilize Clint Capella's $23 million expiring contract and maybe use this to get something. That is going to be the key. When you start talking about trading pieces, you're not trading Dyson. You just got him, and you got 2 first rounds back. You're not trading Trey. You're certainly not trading Jalen. And right now, DeAndre Hunter, his stock is as high as it's ever been. This is potentially what might happen, Mike, but it's an expiring contract, which makes it something that's attractive to a lot of teams.
And that was one of the things. And it wasn't against Clint, because we love Clint's work ethic and all that. It was something we had thought maybe was going to happen this offseason to get him off. But, hey, either way, if you can get a little bit bigger, a little more athletic, and again, we need a little more help. Because you know the physicality and the nature of the playoffs. We just saw it against Giannis and the Bucks. You need some more size up front. And guys can really crash the boards.
I agree. One more thing we got to get to, and it was pretty cool to see over the weekend. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Travis Hunter wins the Heisman, and I just want you to hear what he said, because it was an emotional moment for the Georgia boy. And I say that, Collins Hill, I mean, like, everybody here in Atlanta that knows this young man talks glowingly about him. To me, it's no surprise how much success he's had, Mike, and it's just starting. Mike, we're going to get a chance to see him on Sundays. It's going to be so cool. But congratulations to Travis Hunter. Here's the announcement, and then I want you to hear what he had to say about Coach Prime and Shedeur Sanders.
It is my honor to announce that the 2024 Heisman Award goes to Travis Hunter.
He's just like, really? Because he's sitting there with the 3 other guys, and, you know, Dylan's there. Obviously, Jenty, the running back from Boise State, is there. Here's what he said about his coach and his quarterback.
I want to thank Coach Prime, Shedeur. Man, y'all changed my life forever. That one simple phone call, Shedeur, look where I'm at. Man, that's crazy, bro. It's crazy. I'm trying not to get emotional because I know our last game coming up soon. But I'm thankful for both of y'all. Coach Brown, I'm going to whoop you on that lake tomorrow or whenever we get the chance. But thank you, man. You changed my life forever. I told you that multiple times.
Collins Hill High School, baby. And again, shocked the world when he first went to Jackson State. And the rest, as he said, is history and the connection with Prime and with Shador.
Pretty cool stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.